Good morning, everybody, and welcome to When the Ancient Speaks Channeling. This is your host, Victoria, and this morning we are going to discuss NASA. All of a sudden, NASA is very interested in having help from other amateur astronomers to help them find planet Nibiru. On top of that, this morning they made a press conference about life on other planets. Well, I'm here to tell you that for hundreds of years, those around on the planet have known that there is life on other planets. They have also known that since NASA built the Hubble telescope, it was designed to look for planet Nibiru as well as spy on alien spaceships within our solar system and take a look at their technology so they could steal some more of it. NASA has told so many lies, and now the truth is coming out and they can no longer hide it. So we're going to have a little discussion this morning about that, and I would like to introduce my husband Michael along with some of the other beings that are going to be showing up.
Hi everybody, this is Mike, and you tend to hear my voice in different aspects when there are channeling sessions. But before we get into that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about NASA's press release, the things that they've posted before, the events that have taken place. And one thing that we know for sure is that over the last few years, there's been a huge purge in NASA. Many of their scientists have turned up dead. And it happens at an extraordinarily disproportionate rate to what you would expect. It seems like during the Obama administration, there was a direct purging that was going on, and that people were being in placed in NASA to make sure that only the things that the government wants you to know about actually have come out. And part of what Victoria and I are trying to do with these podcasts is not just beat up on Uncle Sam and how we're disappointed about things that are going on, but we want full disclosure. Now, this is something that has been talked about by ufologists for many years, how there needs to be full disclosure that alien beings have been not only coming to the Earth, and our awareness of them over the last several hundred years probably is more like since the dawn of time, that most of humanity have been aware of this because we have actually been seated here by these beings. And I know that personally, not just because it's my personal belief, but because of all the mounting evidence. And just on a purely mathematical basis, everybody knows that it is statistically and mathematically impossible to have an ever-expanding universe that is simply enormous beyond our ability to even comprehend, and then to simultaneously believe that we are the only existing form of life in the multiverse. That is absolutely ludicrous and is counterintuitive to what most people would accept as common sense. Would you not agree, Victoria?
I do agree, and here's the thing. I mean, for those of you who listened to the channeling the other day from Anish, who is a part of the Galactic Empire and is also an Anunnaki king, he will tell you about the many life forms that already exist in the universe that NASA knows all about, and they have been also registering pictures on their Hubble Space telescope that they have deleted or they've covered up. And there are many amateur astrologers out there that have YouTube channels that will all be able to verify this information.
Astronomers.
I just got corrected. Yes, they're astronomers. But here's the thing. When a huge space agency like NASA has to come out and ask amateur astronomers to help them, this is a smokescreen, folks.
This is Stephen. Again, I just wanted to come out and say, listen, I've heard Anish talking, and I got a big news flash for everybody, and you're probably going to think you're going to need a tinfoil hat after you hear this one, but this is the absolute truth, and if you search for it, you'll find the proof. America has had a Federation-style starship plan for almost 40 years. There are no less than 11 large battleship-style spaceships that are designed for deep space exploration that exist on the outermost fringes of not only the solar system, but also just beyond the visual abilities in deep, I guess you call it deep orbit is the correct term. I'm not entirely sure. But they exist. There's at least 11 of them. They're huge. They can cloak themselves. I mean, all that crap that you guys see on television, Star Trek and all that kind of stuff, a lot of those shows are based on actual transcripts from events that have taken place across the universe. Now, I know everyone's probably going to think you guys are absolutely nuts for saying this, but if you think about it, what is the best way to have culpable deniability, Victoria? One of the best ways is to simply create television programs about it. That way it also embeds itself into people's psyche, deep into their minds, that they actually can accept the fact that such things can exist, and they actually do. You are approaching a time where there is going to be a full revelation of all the alien beings that have been coming to this planet, that have also been actively involved in getting information to humanity, because many of the alien races have a vested interest into this planet, and they want to make sure that eventually you're going to be accepted as good citizens of the multiverse.
Yeah, you know, Anish was also telling me other things that NASA does, which is they use the telescope. They know about a portal near the sun, and so they watch some of these spaceships come into our solar system space. And then they spy on the actual spaceships, and they try and get that technology that they see on these spaceships to use in their own. So NASA is still telling lies, and I'm waiting for them to come out and say something about the false alien invasion. And I'm going to tell people right now, aliens are not aggressive. The ones that are aggressive are currently living here on our planet, and they are the reptilians and some of the greys. It is not the ones that are circling our solar system that we need to be worried about. It is the ones that already exist here on planet Earth.
There's another thing I think your husband wanted you to mention, but since I popped in, I kind of took over, sorry. There is a place that you can go to see proof of this. This man has been running this website for a long time, and it's called spaceshipsaroundthesun.com. And why don't you take a look at that and read some of that information. Most of that information is absolutely true. There are multiple images. There are projects going on to photograph these things. I mean, there are gigantic spaceships that are clearly visible around the sun, but these images are often blocked out and filtered so that you can't see them. Well, many people are taking pictures and images now themselves. They have sufficient technology and powerful enough telescopes that this information cannot be hidden. So if you want proof of any of this, just get a couple $100 telescope and start using the programs. You can get a special a program that allows you to actually zoom into these locations, and you can see certain things that are there, and they have no explanation. They look like ships. They look like gigantic snakes, beings, boxes. I mean, all of that stuff that you may have seen on some of these sci-fi shows. There's a certain grain of truth to all of this, Victoria.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've asked Anish about his spaceship, and he tells me that it's one of the smaller ones, and it's only about 100 miles around. Can you imagine, people? Can you imagine the day when those spaceships start populating our skies? There's going to be no way that NASA can lie about this anymore. And our governments have known about this since, let's see, Harry Truman, I believe, was the one that gave the alien greys permission to abduct humans for DNA and sampling. There's an actual video on YouTube that I've watched that says that he knew about aliens existing even then. So our government has known about these things going on for a very long time.
Yeah, and then, Victoria, you have all this disinformation that's out there. For example, all the people that believe in the flat Earth. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that was a fabrication, I believe, was it not, Victoria?
It was a CIA op, and they did it on purpose to absolutely try and discredit anybody who was telling the truth. That's just come out too. And you know, I've had arguments with people about this whole flat earth theory, and I've got to tell you, they put out a great program that actually convinced millions of people that our earth was flat. And anyone who's, you know, perpetrating that, you're telling lies, because it was done on purpose.
And what was that done for, Victoria?
It was done to, you know, to confuse humanity. It was also done to try and discredit any history that we had. Like, you know, if you've ever read Zachariah Sitchin's book that he put out about the Anunnaki, there is a reference in one of the books about how beautiful the Earth was when they saw it. It was a globe hanging there in space. That was the reference, I believe, that I can remember reading. A beautiful blue globe hanging in space.
Yes, I like a little spices too when they hang in space. Yeah. Now, look, the main thing that we're saying, let me just boil this down into a nutshell. NASA's full of shit. Okay? If you believe anything that comes out of there, you need your head examined. All you have to do is Google things like NASA lies, NASA's disinformation. It's amazing the things that they've been putting out. The former director of NASA once said that the most important aspect was to ensure that they helped support Muslims in their struggles to becoming free. I don't recall NASA necessarily having that as their mission statement. I thought it was to take assets from the Earth and place them into outer space, but anyhow, that's beside the point. But here's what's going to happen. Here's my prediction based on what I know, the connections I have, and the things that I've discussed, and also after talking to Amish and other beings, like Chattel, who, you know, if you can sit them down for 5 minutes, that's fine. Good luck with that. But basically, there is going to be a false alien narrative, and they're going to build up to it. It's going to take a couple of months. First, they're going to say, hey, look, the possibility for life exists out there. We found other Earth-like places that are beautiful, and gee, if we can only get there. And then they're going to say, you know, oh my goodness, look, we've discovered new ways to open portals, and we can maybe find a way to visit other planets. Hey, folks, you want to know that whole series called Stargate, you know, that was based on that movie Stargate?
Yes.
Well, a lot of that's based on written transcripts from events that have taken place.
Yes.
And they put this information out there so that if anybody brings it up, that it's going to be the kooks like us that bring this stuff up. But I'm going to tell you something. You may think that we're crazy, we're nuts, or that we're just putting all this crap on, but I'm telling you, this stuff is real, people, and you need to look into it. They're going to try and convince you that bad aliens are coming to the Earth, and believe me, they've beaten that into the psyche for dozens of years, starting way, way back with some of the old H.G. Wells stuff, you know, War of the Worlds,
yep.
All that stuff, where people listen to, you know, what would now be called a podcast, and they actually believed it went crazy in the United States and were ready to start killing each other. They thought that the world was being invaded. That was all a psyop. If you research this stuff, you'd truly be amazed at this information. But anyhow, we're just trying to get the truth out. And I want Victoria to understand something. We're going to be revealing more information than you even know. And we're going to be telling you. But I'm telling you, there's a big event that's going to be associated with all of this. It's going to have something to do with either a false asteroid hitting the Earth, or some kind of false alien attack that's going to do a lot of damage. You're just going to detonate a bunch of nukes to make it up. And they've got your Project Bluebeam stuff going on, where they can pretty much create holographic images, people. Do you recall the holographic image that was of a gigantic, it was almost like a planet,
a city
above China? Do you remember that one?
Ago. Yes, actually, it was about 3 years ago, people were stopping in China to look at this floating city. And what was really remarkable about that was about a year before that, Hunter had drawn a sketch that looked almost identical to it, and he had drawn that like about, I think, 10 months before it actually appeared in the sky. So we know that they have the capacity to create illusions, and we also know, Anisha's told me, NASA has a giant laser in space that can decimate many different types of asteroids. But right now, because there is such a political power struggle going on in America between the shadow government and Trump. Basically, the reptilians are threatening to turn that laser back on from space onto Earth. And that's really scary when you think about it.
Yeah, and on top of that, Victoria, you got people like Bill Gates running around talking about how he's going to release a bioweapon, essentially. I mean, anyone that hasn't figured out that Bill Gates isn't, I believe he is a reptilian. I believe he is here to help undermine and destroy humanity using his depopulation scenario. You can look all this stuff up. A lot of people won't believe this. They think Bill Gates is this huge humanitarian. Let me tell you, he's one of the most wicked, vile human beings on the planet. And I'm sorry to say it, but that's our opinion based on facts. So, Victoria, one other thing I think these people need to know is that there are cataclysmic events on the way.
Yes.
And as much as I think Chattel sucks and has the personality of a piece of cardboard, I'm just going to come right out and say it. He's right about stuff. Listen, if you live anywhere near the coast, I hate to be a jerk, and I know it's real hard because the government wanted to bankrupt people for a lot of years. That way they can keep you under control and voting the way you want if you want your goodies. See, they had it all planned out. They were just going to bankrupt your whole country, bankrupt the whole world, and everybody, if you wanted to eat, would have to sign up and do what you're told. So, yeah, they have no problem paying out money for that because all your food is tainted anyhow and is slowly turning you into mutated versions of humans and or is also going to kill many of you. That was the whole process. And then we could talk about the whole autism thing that they were doing to try and, you know, spur on, you know, super beings. 98% of the people that are getting these shots are getting autism, right, as far as, like, the ones that it affects. And then of that 98%, 2% are developing psionic powers.
Yeah.
That's what they're really doing with that stuff. But that all ties into NASA. I wanted all of you to know that this whole program they're doing all together is all in congruency with what the world leaders want. And I'm not talking the elected leaders, the real world leaders, which are the heads of all these banking cartels.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of other things that we can discuss as we go along. But today we really wanted to emphasize what NASA is now coming out and saying and what they actually know are two very contradictory things. And I'm just going to tell you that they're an agency that you can't trust anymore because they have repeatedly lied to the public and they are still lying. And this whole fake alien invasion, I believe, is going to come from this reptilian issue. The reptilians do not like the fact that they're being forced out by the Anunnaki to leave this planet. And so they're so angry about this fact that they are threatening right now to do a matter of a whole bunch of different things, which includes turning this laser back on our Earth.
Yeah, and I want you guys to understand something. Just like you have the ability to discuss and have trade negotiations when you go to certain places around the world, like Brussels and other places like that are known for international discussions. Well, most of the international discussions that take place aren't international. They are deal with the entire galactic universe. And some of those discussions take place in Antarctica. That is the place where the aliens come to meet different governments. And if you ever wondered why people suddenly had to go to Antarctica, like John Kerry, for example, ask yourself this. When's the last time a Secretary of State ever went to Antarctica? And why should he want to go? And why did he go just before the end of the Obama presidency? Those are questions you need to ask yourself, especially when other people who shall remain nameless that walked on the moon at one point showed up there and had a coronary and had to be escorted out because they had heard some pretty horrific news. The reptilians are making demands now. They're saying, you either cooperate with us, the elite of this world, or we're going to start exterminating whole blocks of humanity. And let me tell you, this has been planned since day one. You people are crazy if you live in a city. I'm just going to tell you straight out. With what they got planned, it's all actually starting to happen. Now NASA's going to slowly start releasing more information about the existence of life, and they're slowly getting people ready for this alien invasion that's supposed to happen. But the main reason behind it is the reptilians wish to retain power.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard for some people to understand this, and I also want to once again say that the church is involved in this. The Catholic Church is involved in all of this. Ask yourself why the Catholic Church would have some huge telescope.
Infrared telescope in Arizona named Satan.
Yeah, they call him Lucifer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Lucifer.
They call the telescope Lucifer. Does that sound like an organization that reveres the Holy Spirit, God, and, you know, all those philosophies in the Bible? Why would they call a telescope Lucifer unless they had a distinct purpose for that name? And they have known this for eons, that this planet, Nibiru, actually is a binary solar system that travels through us on Earth every 4,000 to 7,000 years, as Anish told us the other day in the channeling session. So I want to tell you guys that there is a lot of stuff that's coming out, but you have to somewhere in amongst it sort out what is truth and what is fallacy, because there's a lot of that going around. There is fake news going out, and it is a lie within a lie within a lie. And it is done to confuse your mind. It is done so that you don't know what to believe anymore. But it is a purpose to bring humanity down to the lowest level so that we can be controlled by the reptilian race.
Also, there's another site that your husband visits a lot. I'm sure he wanted me to mention this. Nibiru Planet X. You can search that. Nibiru Channel Planet X. And it has daily updates, pictures from all over the world. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that we have another solar system that is on the brink of slingshotting through this one. And when it does, all hell is going to break loose, because we're talking... The planet Nibiru is bad enough. It's about 10 times the size of Earth. Earth, if you could take a beach ball and a pea and compare the two, the pea would be Earth, the beach ball would be Nibiru. That's about the size differentiation. And Nibiru is completely composed of iron oxide and other nasty little things that make it like a huge, gigantic magnet. So when it comes through, even passing close to Earth, its tail is going to hit the Earth. There's going to be a lot of very bad things going on. And the poles will shift. They're already moving a considerable amount each day. I think I heard 42 feet a day. It used to be 42 miles a day.
Well, Stephen, the sun has changed.
Yeah, I mean, if you just pay attention to where your sun's rising and falling at night, of course, there's going to be a little shift for, you know, seasons, but, I mean, we're talking massive movements.
Massive
people
movement.
Are seeing planets in the sky. We're seeing double suns.
We also need to mention that in 1966, NASA put out a patent for
That's patent, for those of you that don't speak Aussie.
It's patent. We say patent in Australia. So they put out a patent in the 1960s for a sun simulator. I'm going to tell you guys, go outside, put your sunglasses on, and look at the sun. It doesn't look natural. There's something wrong there. And I have photographed a couple times now the simulator over the sun. And NASA has a patent out there, and I can even link the patent. And this is what they're doing. Our sun, there are spaceships extracting energy from our sun right now. And so that you can't see them, NASA is again deceiving you by putting this huge sun simulator out there. And if you look at the sun, it looks like something under a tanning bed. You know, that kind of fake light.
Yeah, and you can actually see the edges of this on occasion when the light hits it correctly. I believe the term is Fresnel lens. Very much like a lighthouse lens when you look at it. And now we're talking about some kind of gigantic construction that has been ongoing for many years. I don't know how they do it. I believe it has something to do with laser refractions of light. It's not actually a huge physical construct, but it's made out of energy. And they project this energy to overlay between the sun and the Earth, although they can't cover it completely, which is why the lenses apparently show, and there are pictures and images you can see if you search for this. So, yeah, I guess the point is don't believe whatever NASA says. Assume the opposite, except for when they try to get you to believe that there are aliens, which there are, and that there are intelligent beings that fill the entire universe. There isn't even an understanding of the size. The last we heard, it was over 80,000 different species that are known about in the universe. But this is sort of like, you know, just beginning to explore things and understand and connect with these beings. Now, many of these races have been alive for millions and millions of years, so let me tell you, they figured out a few things that we desperately need, like zero-point energy, like the ability to get rid of all this political and religious dogma that's destroying your world. I think those two things alone, plus life extension is coming out too. Pretty soon, folks, a lot of you are going to be living to be 200, 300, 400 years old after the if you survive the pole shift, of course. And if you live anywhere near the coastline, you won't. You're going to die if you live near the coastlines.
Well, on that happy note...
Why not just tell the truth? Pack your bags, move in. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Well, no, I mean, Stephen's right. We've known about this for a long time. Being that our family interacts with a lot of these spirit and alien beings, we were told this like 10 years ago. And we used to live in Florida, and we now live in the mountains because we knew that this day would come eventually, and that those who listen to the words of warning are the ones that usually survive. It's usually, you know, humans have this innate ability to ignore the warnings, and it's been done throughout history. And it's time, maybe, that you guys maybe listen to an alternative reasoning rather than listening to the words that government's telling you, because what they say is deceptive and it's usually a lie. But if you listen to people that are on the lunatic fringe, who have all this information, who actually are channeling this information and giving it to you, maybe there's some truth in what we say. You know, for those of you who want to say this is a lie and it doesn't exist, okay, that's fine. Please, by all means, believe that. But for those of you who are listening and saying, you know, some of what they're saying makes sense, think about what we're trying to tell you, because there's a lot of good information and education in what we're saying. Did you want to just say goodbye?
Yeah, I wanted to say one final thing about Spirit Airwaves. We're still working on that, but we have the station and the channel. We'll continue to put out podcasts. We're on iTunes now, and we're going to be on Google Play pretty soon, so... A lot of these podcasts are going to be free. There's also going to be some really good information that I think Mike and Victoria are going to make for just a small fee in order to pay for bandwidth and stuff. So, but the majority of these podcasts will continue to be free. We would like you to tell people to please sign up so that you can get the even more in-depth podcasts, which will also be free. And there'll be some premium content if that's something that you're looking to see. So we'll start sharing the links. And the sign-up link for the podcast, I think you should be mentioning that also, Victoria, possibly.
Yes, I think you're right, Stephen. So if you guys are interested in learning more about what we're doing and you want to get our newsletter and sign up for current events on the podcasting,
whentheancientspeak.com.
Yes, whentheancientspeak.com.
And then there's a link that says podcast sign up.
There's a link that says podcast sign up on the information bar there on the website. Please take a look.
Give me that. Oh, sorry, folks. Okay, the URL, as I have been told, that whatever that code is, that big long thing, whentheancientspeak.com/podcast/sign-up. whentheancientspeak.com/podcast/sign-up. Only the people that are signed up to that, or if you don't know, just go to whentheancientspeak.com and at the top of the page, click on the podcast sign-up link. That you need to go there because some of the really good stuff is only going to be available there. This is just sort of our, you know, letting people know, talking to them, getting to know them kind of thing.
Yeah, and we also want to mention that we're also now on Podbean. We're going to be starting our radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And we also are on iTunes and Google Play. So if you have a device, you can download some of our podcasts and you can listen at your leisure, which is something that a lot of people like, you know, when you're jogging or whatever. But anyway, if you guys are done with the conversation for today, I am going to thank you for listening in, and we want to say Stay safe and tune in again next time. Thank you for listening.